Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So, welcome back to today's Daf, which is the Erevin Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. At 11 lines from the bottom, we learned the Machlokes Shel Mishnah regarding a person who went out of the Tchum. He now has a makom of Dal Damas. He's restricted, he's limited to that area, which is his personal space. What happens if, for instance, Goyim took this person and transported him into a makom which is Mukaf Mechitzis? So we have a deer, sahar, various types of animal, pens, corrals, which are surrounded with Mechitzis. So we have two shittas. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha is Mahalchas Kulo. He can walk throughout the entire area because we consider it like his place of residence. It's like Dal Damas. Therefore, it can be Mahalach as Kula, despite the fact that it's large in size. Now, although he wasn't there during Ben HaShemashos, during the onset of Shabbos, he established his Makam Shvisa elsewhere. He was delivered to this location during Shabbos. But apparently they hold that we consider this place as though it's his Makam Shvisa. This became his new Shabbos residence. And the entire area is considered to be one unit, one residential unit, and is considered like Dal Damas. According to the other Shittas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, no, he is still restricted to four Amis. He cannot walk throughout this entire area, like Mark explains for us, because this concept that the bias is considered like four Amis, that applies specifically when he was Shavas in Ba'idyoim. He was there from before Shabbos. This is where he initiated and established his Shabbos Shvisa during Ben HaShemashos. In contrast to this case, and he wasn't there during Ben HaShemashos. This wasn't established as his Shabbos residence. He arrived here during Shabbos, and therefore does not have a din of Dalat Amis, and he must remain within his four Amis. So these are the Svaris, which form the basis to the Machlokes between these two Shittas, when it comes to the Dir V'Sar. In addition to that, we discussed the case of a Svina, a person traveling on Shabbos on a boat, and he's out of his Tchum. He also has only a Shir of Dalat Amis. The question is, can he walk throughout this entire ship? So we also have a machlekes between these two shittas. The Gemara will now proceed to give us the background for the machlekes by the Sfina. Continues the Gemara. I have 11 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav, Hilchasok Rabban Gamliel, Bedir Vesar Vesfina. The halacha follows from Gamliel when it comes to all three cases, Dir, Asar, and also the Sfina. The halacha is Mahalech Eskula. Ushmuel Amar, Hilchasok Rabban Gamliel Besfina. We only follow Rabban Gamliel's shita when it comes to the Sfina. Aval bedir v'sar loy. But not when it comes to the other scenarios of the dir v'sar. Explains the Gemara. The kuli alma mias. Now, it's pretty obvious that all agree halacha k'Rabban Gamliel b'Sfina. Both Rav and Shmuel hold that when it comes to Sfina, we follow Rabban Gamliel's shita. He has the ability to walk throughout the entire ship. My timer. Why? What's unique about a ship? What element is present by the Sfina that is absent by the Dir V'Sar? Why by the Sfina do all agree that we follow Gamliel? Omar Rabba. So Gemara gives us two reasons. Omar Rabba, Hoyil v'Shavas b'Avir Mechitzin b'Idyay. Let's keep in mind, this person was in this Sfina. He was Shavas b'Avir Mechitzis, within this enclosure of these Mechitzis b'Idyay, from Erev Shabbos. So he has established his Shabbos residence within the mechitzas of the Sfina. Therefore, all agree, Rav and Shmuel, that we want to follow Rabban Gamliel's view when it comes to the Sfina. This becomes like Dal Damis, because this is where he spent his Ben HaShemashos. Now, Tosis points out, if so, what is the svara of the opposing Shita, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva? Says Tosis, they hold that the mechitzas of a ship are not reckoned with. They don't have the power of your typical mechitzis of a structure which create that residential space inside the confines of that mechitza. And therefore it's regarded like Dal Damis. A ship doesn't really constitute a proper residential enclosure. It's not meant to live there. So the point of the mechitza is, the Gemara soon will call them Lavriach Mayim Asuyas. They're merely coming to chase the water away. It's a mode of transportation, and you need to keep afloat. So that's the point of the mechitzis, to keep the water out. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva hold, despite the fact that he was shavas ba'avir mechitzis ma'idyoim, he was in this boat during Ben HaShemashos, we cannot consider this enclosure like a typical residential area, and consider it as one makam shvisa, as one dal damis. Rather, he must remain within his four amis. So in any case, the point by Yisfina is that there is an advantage here, that he's been within these mechizes, and that's the reason why all agree, Rav and Shmuel, both hold that we're meant to follow Rav Gamliel's view when it comes to the Sfina. Continues Gemara, another reason, what's unique, another element that's present by Sfina that is not found by the other cases, Rav Zeir Amar, Hoyl, Usfina natlasai, mitchilas arva, umanachase besef arva. Let's keep in mind that this ship is constantly in motion. The ship is taking him from the tchila of Arba and placing him at the end of Arba. What it means to say is as follows. It's always in motion. It's always moving. So although this person is out of his tchum, he's meant to acquire a new makam of four amis. But he never had a chance to do that because he's always moving. There were never four amis that you can pinpoint and say, well, he has established himself within these four amis. No such a thing. He's always moving along. So he never identified himself with a specific area. He never connected himself to any of those four amis. Therefore, he has no shvisa. He can continue walking throughout the boat since he's not limited to any specific four amis. So this is unique by a moving ship that certainly is not found by Divrasar. And that's why we choose to follow Rav Gamliel, specifically when it comes to the Sfina. Now, if that's the case, what's the pshat in the other shita? Why do Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva not agree with this? He's in motion. He's constantly on the move. Why do they hold that he must remain within four amis? Says the Ritva, apparently they hold. Although the ship is moving, but they're not moving, the person inside the ship is not considered to be in motion. That's the svara of the other shitas. The ship's moving, but he's stationary. Therefore, he's meant to be kind of those four amis in which he is situated, and cannot leave those four amis. That's the shita of the opposing view. However, Rav and Shmuel hold, who meant to follow Gamliel in this case, they do hold, they subscribe to this svara, that a moving ship does not allow him to acquire four amis. Says Mar Mai Binayu, is there any difference between both of these approaches? Between the svara that he was within these mechitzes in Baidyayim and the svara that it's constantly on the move? Says the more certainly, Ika Binayu, there will be an afkimin on the following two cases. Let's say the walls of the ship fell apart. So in this case, there are no mechitzis. So that svara won't apply. However, he's still moving. So the second approach, the second element is still present, and that will apply. Inami. Another case, because misfina lesfina. Let's say he's ship hopping. So he's in a different ship now. He wasn't present here during Ben Hashmashis. So the svara of mechitzis won't apply. But the svara of in motion will apply as well. Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeira, my taima loyama karaba. Rav Zeira, who offered the reason of the ship being in motion, what was wrong with Rabba's svara? That the mechitzes that are surrounding him now were the same mechitzes that surrounded him during Ben Hashmashis. Amalach, Rav Zeira will tell you as follows. Mechitzes lavriach maimasuis. These mechitzes of the ship don't have the same prominence and significance and power like your typical mechitzes, your typical structure, which create that mokim, shvisa within them, which is regarded merely as four amis. These mechitzes of the ship are merely coming lavriach mayim, coming to keep the water out. They don't have the same chashivas, and therefore, they can't make the entire ship like a din of dal damis. And this is agreed upon by all, says Rav Zeira. Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, Rav Akiva, all shitas hold that the mechitzes of a ship are not really regarded as mechitzes. So let's say the ship would have really come to a stop at any point during Shabbos. All would agree this person on the ship must remain within those four amis because he had acquired shvisa and he cannot leave the four amis. The mechitzes only applies to a case where the ship is in motion, like we mentioned, it's moving along. In which case, we have mechitzes. Rav Gamliel holds, since he's moving along, he has never acquired a shvisa, never attained 4 hours. Therefore, he can walk freely throughout the boat. Whereas Rabbi Shua holds, as Ritva explained, even though the ship is in motion, since the person himself is stationary, he has acquired his dalat amis and cannot leave from them. So according to Rabbi Zera, when the ship is at a standstill, all agree, even Rabbi Leah would hold, He's limited to those four amis. Machlekes is when it's in motion. Continues the Gemara. The Rabba who gave us the reason of the machitzes. What's unique about the ship? Because there are machitzes there. My time alone, Makar Zera. Why didn't he hold up the Svar of Zera? Ship is in motion. Therefore, he never was Kanya Shvisa. Why didn't he follow that pshat? Says the Gemara. V'ma'alechas kulam le'pligi. He holds that when the ship is in motion, all agree that there's no concern. Certainly he's allowed to walk throughout the ship. Even Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah would agree to that. There's no machlekes. Because he was never Kanya Shvisa. Ki pligi b'sha amda. The machlekes only applies to a case where the ship came to a standstill. It wasn't in motion at some point during Shabbos. Now we have the machlekes. Rav Gamliel holds. Even in this case, he's allowed to walk throughout the ship because since he's in a ship that has mechitzas, the mechitzas create an enclosure which is considered Dal Damis. Whereas Rav Yeshua holds that mechitzas of a ship don't have that power. So according to Rabba, the machlekes only pertains to a ship which came to a standstill throughout Shabbos. Rav Gamliel holds the mechitzas create Dal Damis. So the entire ship is one residential area. Where the Bishur holds, no, mechitzas of a ship don't have that power. But if the ship was moving constantly throughout Shabbos, all would agree. So there's no concern there because he was never kohen shvisa. Let's take a look at Rashi. Two lines from the top. Amalach Mahaleches, this is Reb Zera speaking. If the ship is constantly in motion, Dika Lameima Haitaima, the Svina Nitlasa. So it's constantly in motion when we can apply this Svara, that the Svina is just constantly moving him along. In this case, Afidu Rav Akiva Moedi Deshari. Even Rav Akiva would agree that's Mutter. Keep Ligi Bisha Amda. The Machlekes only pertains to Amda. Bishasa Midasa. While we're standing, while we're still, Konil Hu Dalda Meseim. At that point, the people, the passengers, acquired the Makam of Daladamis. Let's skip over the brackets here. Afilu Hachi Shari Rav Gamliel Mishavar Mechitzis. Even though it came to a standstill, Rav Gamliel will hold. He can go throughout the ship because there are machitzas there. The machitzas of the ship create an enclosure which is considered like four amis. So another quick summary. We have two approaches regarding the machlekes in our Mishnah. Rav Gamliel holds, when it comes to a ship, Malchus Kula. Rav Yeshua holds, Rav Akiva holds, no. He needs to remain within four amis. Rav Zera's approaches, the machlekes pertains to when the ship is in motion. Rav Gamliel holds, well, he's in motion. He never had Shvisa. He never got his Dal Damis. Rabbi Shua holds, even though the ship's in motion, he's not in motion, so he gets his four amis. But when the ship comes to a standstill, all agree that he's restricted to four amis because the person was kind of Shvisa, and the mechitzas of the ship, they're not reckoned with, according to all Shitas. According to Rabbi's approach, it's as follows. If the ship is in motion, all agree that it's Mutter because he was never kind of Shvisa. Machlekes only pertains to when the ship came to a standstill, was Amta. So now he's kind of Shvisa. Rav Gamliel holds, even in this case, it's Mutter because the machitzas of that ship can make us consider an entire enclosure like four amas. According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Akiva, machitzas of a ship, since they're just coming to protect the passengers, coming to keep them afloat, therefore they don't have that significance, they can't create that residential unit which is considered like four amas. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masnis Nami Daik, B'Mahalechas Le'Pligi. I'll bring you a raya from our very Mishnah, like the approach of Rava. Though when the ship is in motion, all agree that it's Mutter. Machlekes only pertains to a case of when it was Amda, came to a standstill. Mimai, how do I see this? Because the Mishnah says, Nidiktani, Mas Hashebo Mipal, Nadras, Hifligas Finas Mayam. So these chachamim were traveling from this town, going with the ship and the yam. Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, holchos kula. They walked throughout the entire ship without hesitation. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo izazu ma'arav amos. They didn't move out of their four amos. Why? Sherotzu lahachmar al atzmon. Because they wanted to be machmar on themselves. It's pretty clear that al pidin halachli speaking, even they would allow walking throughout the ship. They were applying a chumra to themselves. Let's analyze. Now, if you say that if the ship is in motion, all agree that it can walk throughout the ship, there's no machlekes, then the wording of the Mishnah is very well understood. Hainu diktani ratsu. Now I understand why. The Mishnah tells us they wanted to be machmer, because halachically speaking, they had full allowance to walk freely because the ship was in motion. So why were they machmer? Duma amda, do concern, perhaps the ship came to a standstill at some point during Shabbos. Therefore, they want to be machmer. They were concerned about that possibility. And they were machmer and they remained in place. But halachically speaking, they had the ability to walk throughout the ship because it was constantly in motion. And according to Rabbi's approach, that when the ship is mahaleches, all agree it's mut. Eli amres pligi. But if you maintain that the mahaleches applies to even a case when it's in motion, as Reb Zera suggested, hi rotzul hachmer. Why does the Mishnah say they want to be machmer? Yisuru. It's asur according to them. Even if the ship is in motion, they're restricted to their forms al pi din. So the Mishnah, indeed, is indicative of Rabbi's approach, that the machlekes only pertains to a case when it came to a standstill. But when it was in motion, all agree that it's mut. Amar Ravashi, I'll bring you another right from our Mishnah. Mas nisan namidek diktani svina dumi the divrasar. The Mishnah places the discussion about the ship in the same context as the discussion regarding the divrasar. So we want to compare the two things. Ma divrasar dikvi. Just as the divrasar, these corrals, these animal pens, are stationary structures, av svina nami dikvi. Apparently, the discussion regarding the ship also pertains to a situation where the svina was stationary, came to a standstill. And that is when we have a concern about tchum. Because if it's moving along, all agree, there's no concern. Amalei Rav Achabrei, the Rav of the Ravashi. Hilchasa, kiraman gamliel besvina. The halacha follows Rav Gamliel's shita when it comes to svina. One can be mahaliches kula. Says Gemara, hilchasa, michlal de pligi. You say the halacha is Rav Gamliel. Apparently there's a machlekes. Somebody disagrees. How do you know somebody disagrees? Because if you take a close look at our Mishnah, we don't really find a machlekes by Sfina. We have a story that they traveled. We don't find a clear machlekes, two shittas, whether or not you can walk throughout the ship. So how do you even know there was machlekes here? Says the Gemara in, yes, Vatani, we actually learned in a braisa, Chananya Omer. Chananya was actually the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. So he said like this, Kol Oysa Yoyim, that entire day, Yoshua v'dvanu v'dvar halacha. The Chacham was sitting in the ship. I'm discussing this halacha, whether or not you can walk throughout the ship. Emesh, towards evening, Yechriya, Achi Abba, the brother of my father, meaning my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, decided, halacha, Kram Gamliel b'sfina, the halacha follows Rav Gamliel when it comes to the ship, v'halacha Rabbi Kiva b'divrasar, and we follow Rabbi Kiva when it comes to divrasar. Okay, so in conclusion, the Mishnah presented us with a machlekes, between Gamliel, who says, Malchus Kula, Rabbi Shua says, you're limited to four amos. We have two types of situations. Let's start with the Dir Vesar. Gamliel says, Malchus Kula, so this person was placed on Shabbos through Nachram into this enclosure. He says he can walk throughout the entire area because it's Mukav Mechitzis. Although you aren't there during Banish Masha, that's okay. This becomes your Shabbos residence. It has a din like Dalad Amos. According to Rabbi Shua, he's limited to four amos. Why? Because Leshava Shambayim, he wasn't there. From Friday, this wasn't the place where he established his Shabbos residence. Therefore, we don't have the din of doubt of the entire house considered like four amos. He needs to remain within his four amos. Let's move on to Sfina. And we have two approaches here regarding the proper interpretation of the Machlekes. According to Rabbi's approach, if the Sfina is moving along the entire Shabbos, all agree that it's Mutta because this person never acquired four amos. He was never kainish visa. The machlekes applies to a case where it's amda. We know for a fact that this svina came to a standstill, was stationary throughout Shabbos, at least at some point throughout Shabbos. In this case, we have machlekes. Gamliel says malchus kula because it's mukav mechitzis, and therefore the entire enclosure has a din of dal damis. According to Rabbi Shua, we don't record those mechitzis because they're coming lahavriach mayim, as Tosfos explains. They don't have the power of your standard typical mechitzah of a home, of a structure. Therefore, the Sfina does not have a din of the Aldamis, and you are limited to your personal space of four Amis. That's Rabbi's approach. The Gemara actually had a few rights from our Mishnah that supports this approach. We have Razir's approach, which is that if the ship actually was Amda throughout Shabbos, somehow came to a standstill, all would agree that it's Asa. Because he holds that all agree that the Mechitza of a ship cannot create that residential space which is considered 4 amos. That's agreed upon by all. The Machlekes applies to a case where the Sfinah was moving along Mahalachas, in which case he was never Koine Shvisa. That's from Rav Gamliel's Shita. Therefore, he's Mahalachas Kula. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even when it was Mahalachas, he's Koine Shvisa, as Ritzvah explained, because sure, the ship's moving, but he's not. Therefore, he gets the 4 amos. And he cannot leave from those 4 amos. Continues the Gemara. Boy Rav Chananya, Yesh Tchumen L'mala Ma'asora, Oy Ein Tchumen L'mala Ma'asora. We know that a person has a Tchum of 2,000 from his home, from the city. That becomes his boundary. He can't walk past that. What if he decides to leave the Tchum boundary when he's L'mala Ma'asora? He's lifted 10 Tfachim off the ground. Is there an Isser to walk out of the Tchum in that manner or not? Yesh Tchumen L'mala Ma'asora. Is the restriction, the Isra of Tchumen, applicable above 10 as well? Or you ain't Tchumen, L'mal Masor, or not? Explains the Gemara. Amud Gavoya Asora, V'rochav Abba, Lo'y Teboilach. If you have a post, you have a ramp, which is 10 Tfachim high, and 4 Tfachim wide, in which case, it's convenient to walk on it. There's nothing wrong with walking on it. Lo'y Teboilach. So in this case, you'll have no question. The Ara Smichti, it is treated like thick ground, meaning we treat it like an elevated surface. It's part of the ground below. There's no question that if there's a post at the edge of your 2,000 hour boundary, which is 10 high and 4 wide, and you decide to walk on that post and leave your tchum, that's only is asa, because it's a convenient walkway. It's 4 tfachim wide. There's nothing precarious about it. There's nothing scary about it. Therefore, that's considered to be a proper hilach and asa. Kiti boilach. When will your question apply? In the following three cases. Ba'amud gavoya asora, v'ein erach v'abba, if you have a post, which is 10 high, but not 4 tefachim wide, in which case, it doesn't really serve as a proper walkway. So perhaps, since it's 10 tefachim high, it's l'mala ma'asora. It doesn't have the din of issa tchum in here. You're not really walking properly. You're not walking properly, you're not walking in a proper area. Inami, or in the case of the kazal b'kvitza. I'd say he's jumping. Rashi explains that he's using the Shem Hashem to fly in the air above 10 tefachim. Another pshat b'sfina. Let's say he's traveling on a ship in deep water. In which case the bottom of the ship is lifted off the seabed 10 tefachim. So we have three cases of l'mala masara. Mai, what is the halacha here? Do we apply the restrictions of tchum even in the case of l'mala masara? Or do we say, no, you need to be walking on the ground below in order to be restricted by Tchumen. Let's take a look on Rashi inside. 17 lines from the bottom. Yesh Tchumen, says Rashi. Isur Tchumen l'malam asora k'nefarish vazel. Does the Isur Tchum apply to even above 10? It says the Gemara, b'amud gavoya asora v'rochav abo. Says Rashi, this post, 10 high and 4 wide, v'nichnas roishe echel shecha tchum. So one side of this post, one side of this ramp, was inside the boundary of 2,000, and extended out of the boundary. So we'd like to know whether a person can actually walk on this post, this ramp, out of his tchum. In this case, as Rashi loy tiboylach, certainly there's no question. Is a tchum and noyegbut. Certainly it applies. He should not ascend the edge of the ramp, which is in the tchum, and go out to the other side. It's a proper walking area. But in the case of Ein Rachav Dalet, it's narrow. It's an inconvenient walkway. That's one example. Or Bekfitza, B'Shem, he uses the Shem Hashem to fly above 10. Is that considered to be a Hiluch? So, actually, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chav Dalet, explaining the restriction of Tchum, he says, he gives a tam. He says Hashem wants that on Shabbos a person should contemplate, should think about Hashem, to be a se'olam, to reconnect to his source. A person is not meant to be involved in tiring activities, journeying and walking at great distances. Rather, a person is meant to walk, stroll, oinig, teal, to take leisurely walks on Shabbos. We had this in Masechet Shabbos, that the hiluch of Shabbos is meant to be different than your walk of during the week. So that's meant to afford a person the opportunity to reflect, to contemplate, to be with Yishev Hadas, not to be journeying on these long trips. So he explains that's the basis for the din of Tchum. Up until 2000 Amma, that's a person's locale. But past that, that's already journeying. You're taking a trip, you're taking a journey which interferes with Shvisas Shabbos. So that's the pshat, the pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Memekoyim Yom HaShabbos. You want to stay in your area, stay local. So perhaps that enlightens us to the Gemara's question here, because the point is not to walk, not to journey, not to take a trip. So the Gemara is asking whether that only applies to a makam hiluch, a proper journey down the ground below, which is the typical way of walking, of traveling. But if it's up in the air, that's not included in the hilcha dwell. That's not called journey. That's not the proper way to walk, not the proper way to take a trip. So therefore, perhaps that's not included in the Isra Tchumen. Says the Gemara, Mai, so what is Allah? Amar of Hoshia, let's bring it right. Toshma, we have a Mishnah which says, Ma'aseh Shebo, Mipal Nadrasin, Mifligos V'yasam Bayam. So Chacham were arriving by ship, and they were concerned with the Isra of Tchumen. Now let's assume that a ship is traveling in deep waters, in which case it's elevated off the ground. It's 10 Tfachim, it's L'mal Ma'asor. Iyamas B'Shleima, Yesh Tchumen. So, if you suppose that Tchumen apply even L'mal Masor, M'shamachi Ratzu. That's why they were concerned, and they want to be Machmer, they were concerned about Tchumen. Eli Yamas ain't Tchumen. But if the Isra Tchumen does not apply above 10, then what's the concern? Amai Ratzu, why did they need to be Machmer? They were concerned about Tchumen, they want a ship. It's L'mal Masor Tzvach. Says the Merkit Amar Rava. Just as Rava told us, it's coming up in the next Gemara, but Ma'alechas V'Rakak. We're speaking about a ship which was traveling in a puddle, meaning it was within 10 tefachim to the ground below. Hachanami, Malechas Berukak, here as well, let's establish that the case was when it was traveling within 10 tefachim to the ground, and therefore they were concerned about Tchumen. Toshma, we have another raya. Pamachas lo nichansu lenomil, asher hashech. So they entered the ship port after darkness, after the arrival of Shabbos, and they were concerned about Tchumen. So if Tchumen applies L'mal Masor, Shaper, we understand why they were concerned. Eli Amas ain't Tchumen, but otherwise. They told their Ramliya, well, we must figure out whether we were within the boundaries of the city or not. Because if we came from out of the Tchum, we have a din of Yetzir Chutz Tchum. Says, well, Mayhavi, what's the concern? They were traveling above 10. Amar Rava, B'malechas V'rakak. They were traveling in a puddle. So, perhaps it just means that they were concerned, perhaps they were traveling a puddle. And that's why they were concerned. Or they actually knew they were traveling a puddle. In the case, the point here is that they were in Asara, and therefore, there's no right from there to our question of L'malam Asara Tvach. Toshma, we have another right. Hani Shev Shmata. There were these seven halachis. This Amran B'Safar B'Shabata. That were related, that were dictated, Shabbos morning, Kamei d'Rav Chizda b'Sura, in the town of Sura, in front of Rav Chizda. U'bahadi, panya d'Shabbata, and those same halachis were presented, Shabbos evening, towards evening, Kamei d'Rav b'Mbadisa, in the town of Mbadisa, which was far away from Sura, beyond the Tchum, and they were presented in Mbadisa in front of Rav, by the same individual. How was he able to travel such a great distance on Shabbos? Man Amrinu, who is the one who presented these halachas? Now, which halachas are we speaking about? So actually, Rashi in Chulin says, Chulin Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, that these were the seven additional examples of trefos, these internal, these wounds that make the animal puzzle or a treif. So these were the seven additional trefos, in addition to the ones listed now in Mishnah. And these were presented by this individual during this Shabbos. So who was the one who presented them? Man Amrinu, Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. Should we not suppose? Apparently it was Eliyahu Navi. Only he had the ability to travel from Sura to Pampadisa in that short time. Alma, apparently we hear from this, and Tchumen l'mal ha'masor. This Tchum doesn't apply to above 10. That's why he was able to travel above 10, from one location to the other. Says Malai, not necessarily. How do you know it was Eliyahu Navi, who has the Isser of Tchumen? Perhaps Dilma Yosef Shidamrina was actually Yosef the Shade, who presented these halachas. As Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, Yosef Shida d'loiminta Shabbata. He doesn't keep Shabbos, therefore he's not restricted and limited to Tchum. Now the obvious question is, Eliyahu Navi is a Malach. Why would I think that he's restricted with Isser Tchumen? So the Chacham Sofer has a beautiful explanation. He says in his Tshuva, Simen Tzadik Ches, that Eliyahu Navi, although he ascended up to heaven, we know the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Hei tells us that he never really went up, meaning his guf stayed down below. He went up, his neshama went up and became a malach. But there are still two aspects to Eliyahu Navi. So he says, Chassid says that it depends how he reveals himself. For instance, we know the Medrash says that Eliyahu Navi will come to every bris. Now, we don't see him. So apparently he's there, he's present in a malach form. In which case, he's not limited to Tchumen, he doesn't have the halachis that we have. But sometimes Eliyahu Navi could come and be mislabish and clothe himself, manifest himself in a body, in the guf that he left behind. In which case, he has a din like a person, like a basar adam, and he is limited to Issa Tchumen. He has the limits of 2000 Amo. So that's Pshat the Gemara. Apparently, this situation here required him to reveal himself as a person. Why? Because he's teaching Torah. We don't learn Torah from Halachim Lo Vashamayimi. The fact that he presented these halachas in front of Rav and in front of Rav Chisda shows that he was presenting himself as a person. In which case, he's also restricted. The same restrictions that we have. And hence the Raya. We have a Raya from here. How is he able to travel from one place to the other? Apparently it was Lamal Masara. And the Tchum doesn't apply Lamal Masara. Continues the Gemara. Toshma. Let's bring a Raya from the following Bryce. Harini Nazar B'yom Shemin David Ba. This fellow says, you know what? On the day of Ben David's arrival, Mashiach's arrival, I'm going to celebrate by becoming a Nazar. So perhaps you're a standard in zeros of 30 days, which commences on that day that he arrives. Says the Braisa, Muta l'shtes yayin, v'shabos ois v'yomim tovim. So, during every day of the week, he has to be concerned, perhaps, at this moment, Mashiach came, so he's not allowed to drink. But, during Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's allowed to drink wine. Why? Because he knows with certainty that Mashiach certainly couldn't have come today. Why? Says the Gemara. But you cannot drink throughout your ordinary weekdays. Why? Says Rashi on top. Because perhaps he's going to come today. Says the Gemara. Why is Shabbos different? So if you say that the halach of Tchumen applies even to Malam Asara, Mashiach will come from Shemayim. Now, again, the point here is that Chacham Sofer explains that Mashiach is a person, right? Every generation has a potential Mashiach who's a person, but his neshama has not yet arrived, has not yet been embedded in that person. That only happens when Hashem decides to send us Mashiach, Meher Imenu. So the neshama will come from heaven, but will establish itself, embed itself in this person. So since he's going to reveal himself as a person, so the halacha is applied to him. And therefore the Gemara brings a riot. How can he come from Shemayim, which is beyond the Tchum, on Shabbos? So the fact that the Braisa tells us that this person has no concern, doesn't even have to entertain the option of Mashiach arrives today, meaning Shabbos and Yom Tov, doesn't that prove to us that it's because Tchum and apply Bilam Alam Asar? Therefore, he can't arrive from outside the Tchum. So, it works well if you say that the Halach of Tchumen applies even to Malam Asara. That explains the Braisa. He can drink because Mashiach can't arrive today. Eli Amras ain't Tchumen. But if Tchumen do not apply to Malam Asara, in which case, Mashiach has no problem arriving today because he's arriving from Malam Asara. If that's the case, why is he allowed to drink wine today? So, doesn't this prove that yeish tchumen l'mal masar? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Shani hasam, there's different. Amar kra. Hashem promised, hinei anoichi shleich lachem es Eliyahu Navi. I'm going to send to you Eliyahu Hanavi, a day before Mashiach's arrival, to inform you, to pre-inform you, to give you the good news. Tomorrow Mashiach's going to come. So since that's required, so he's on Shabbos, he's standing on Shabbos now, and he knows Eliyahu has not yet arrived. He didn't come yesterday. So that proves to him that today is not a suitable candidate for Mashiach's arrival. Therefore he can drink. So says, well, if that's the case, why is that restricted to Shabbos? Even during the weekdays. Let him drink. Today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no concern. Because he knows the he knows that Leo had not yet arrived yesterday. He knows there was no pre-warning for Mashiach. So why does the Brisa say, well, he can't drink wine. Shabbos he could. The same reason he could drink on Shabbos, because he knows with certainty that Leo Anovi has not arrived yesterday. The same thing applies to a weekday. Ella Amrinan, Lebe is not God loss. You must say that the reason why during your typical weekday you must suspect that today is a potential day of Mashiach's arrival, that's because perhaps Eliyahu Hanavi already came yesterday, although he hadn't really heard about it, but maybe Eliyahu Hanavi came to the Beis Nagod in Yerushalayim to inform them. And that allows Mashiach to come the following day. Therefore he can't drink. Hachanam here as well when it comes to Shabbos. Let's apply the same thing. Lema, Lebez Nagod Lasa. Perhaps Eliyahu Hanavi came yesterday, came on Friday. In which case, Mashiach can arrive today. Therefore, he should be Aser B'yayin. Says the Gemara, that won't happen. Kvar Muftach Len Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael has already been assured, She'en Eliyahu Bo Loi Ba'arvei Shabbosis V'loi Ba'arvei Yom Tovim V'nei HaTorach. We know with certainty, Eliyahu Hanavi will not arrive not on Erev Shabbos, nor on Erev Yom Tov. Why? Mipnei HaTorach. What does that mean? It says Rashi, two lines from the top, Mipnei HaTorach, Shemanichen Tzach Shabbos, because of concern that people will abandon the Shabbos preparations, V'hoichel Naklo Panov, to go grill Eliyahu Hanavi. So therefore, he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Amazing that the preparations for Shabbos are deemed higher in importance than Eliyahu Hanavi's arrival. He has to come a day later in order to avoid this conflict. Continues the Gemara, Kasalka Daitach. So we figured at this point, just as Eliyahu doesn't arrive on Friday to avoid this conflict, Mashiach nami le'asi. Likewise, Mashiach wouldn't come in order not to create this conflict with the Shabbos preparations. If that's the case, b'mali Shabbat alishteri, so this person should be allowed to drink wine on every Shabbos. The nether was, on the day of his arrival, going to become a nazir. He can't arrive today. It's every Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu le'asi. Although Eliyahu can't arrive, Mashiach asi. Mashiach can arrive. What's the difference? The kivan to asi Mashiach. Because once Mashiach arrives, things change. Hakol avod nein liYisrael. All will become avodim, servants to Klal Yisrael. They'll all gather and vie for the opportunity, privilege, to go ahead and serve Klal Yisrael. So let's look at Rashi. Three lines from the top. Avodim heim. Ve'en liYisrael Torah. And Klal Yisrael won't need to exert himself, because others will address their Shabbos preparations, and therefore there's no conflict. So although Eliyahu can't come on Friday, and as a result of that, one is sure that Mashiach won't come on Shabbos, which is meant to be a day following Eliyahu, but on Friday itself, he must refrain from wine because Mashiach can arrive on Friday. Continues Gemara, one more thing. Bechad b'Shabbos Lishteri. But why shouldn't he be mutter on Sunday? Why is that? Because Eliyahu needs to precede Mashiach by a day. Now, if today is Sunday, only way Mashiach can come today is if Eliyahu Hanavi came yesterday. Eliyahu Hanavi can't come yesterday because it's Shabbos. So why does the Braisa say the only day that he's mutter to drink is Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because Mashiach can't arrive. What about Sunday? It would seem that's not either a suitable candidate for Mashiach's arrival, because he needs to be preceded by Eliyahu Hanavi, in which case Eliyahu Hanavi would be forced to come on Shabbos, which he can't if there's an issa tchum l'mal masar. So the fact that the Braisa says otherwise, that he must refrain on Sunday, that indicates that Eliyahu Hanavi can come on Shabbos. Why? Because ein tchumen l'mal ha'masor, liv shet mina. Let's conclude from this. The ein tchumen, the tchumen restriction don't apply l'mal ha'masor. The yesh tchumen, because otherwise, b'chad b'shabal ishtri. Let him be mutter on Sunday. The lo yasa Eliyahu b'shabas. Because certainly Eliyahu Navi did not come on Shabbos. He couldn't. So isn't this a raya? Says Mar, well, actually is some sort of indication, but you can't conclude from this. Why? Hai tana sfuki misabkale. Indeed, the Tana was unsure about this halacha. He had a suffix whether or not this tchum applies to Mal Masor. Sfuki misabkale. Yesh tchumen, or yein tchumen, or luchumra. And therefore he adopted a chumra approach. And he does not allow him to drink on Sunday because perhaps Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos because ain't chumen. Well, you can't conclude from this that ain't chumen l'mal ma'asor. Perhaps ain't chumen, perhaps yesh chumen. But he adopted a stringent approach. Says one more thing. This brisa says that a person undertakes to become a nazir, he's mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantos. Now, at what point of the week did he undertake this nazirus? Was it on Shabbos itself, or was it on Tuesday? The koi emas the kanadar. On which day did he make that nether? Ilayim the koi b'chayil. Was he in the middle of a ordinary weekday, for instance, on a Tuesday? How can the brisa say that he may drink wine on Shabbos? Meaning Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's aser because perhaps Mashiach arrived today. You know, not everybody knew the news as it happened. He must be concerned with that option that perhaps Mashiach arrived today. So he must refrain on any of those days. Come Shabbos, suddenly he can begin drinking? How's that? He's already at Nazir. Nazir stretches for 30 days. It says, if the Nether took place during a weekday, kivan the chal le Nazirus, once the Nazirus has already been activated, has been chal, hechi asher shabbata umavkale. How could Shabbos come along and remove it? That can't happen. Elo the koi b'shabbata. Apparently, it was on Shabbos itself that he made the Nether. V'kanadar. Or ubi yomtev v'kanadar. So it was on Shabbos and yomtev itself that he was makabel that Nazirus. That's why the Mishnah, the Brisa says, we know with certainty that Mashiach can't arrive today. As the Gemara told us, because Eliyahu can't arrive in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, that day, you can be pretty sure there's no concern. On that day, he's mutter. Certainly, after Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, he's also, because perhaps Mashiach arrives on that day. So the Brisa merely was saying that if he's on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself, when he's makabel that nether, he can drink, he'll still drink today, because he knows with certainty Mashiach could not have arrived today. But once Shabbos is over, he must begin observing his nether. So in summary, a person who made a nether, he says, "Areini nazar b'yoyim shebedavid ba," on the day that Mashiach arrives. The Gemara concludes that he was actually making the nether on Shabbos and Yantiv. So Gemara explains to us as follows. The reason why on Shabbos and Yantiv itself he's mutter to drink is because Mashiach needs to be preceded by Eliyahu. And we know that Eliyahu will not arrive on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv, in order not to create a conflict and disrupt the Shabbos preparations. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we won't have Mashiach. But on Erev Shabbos, he's also to drink, because although Eliyahu can't come on Erev Shabbos, but Mashiach can come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. What about Sunday? There also is also, because perhaps Eliyahu Navi came on Shabbos. Perhaps we hold that Ein Tchum El Mal Masor, which allowed him to come, to arrive, even on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Pamachas lo nichesu el namel. So the Chacham were arriving my ship, and they came to the shipport after nightfall. And they asked Rabbi Gamliel, do you know where we were at the point of nightfall? And he said, certainly I have this shreferis, this measuring instrument, through which I was peering, and I was able to figure out exactly our location, and it indicated to us that we were within the tomb, so there's no concern. Tana, we learned to the right, shreferis, hoiseloi le Gamliel. He had this tube, shoyamabit, he would peer through it, v'tsoifaba alpai mama biyabasha. So when he looked through it, the sighting that he would see would be a location at a distance of exactly 2,000 amas. That's how he designed this tube, that's how he leveled it in that proper angle, which would give him that ability to measure. Ukeneg dalpan biyam. So he would sight the distance at a location of 2,000, whether it's be a basha on dry land, and the same thing when it came to measuring at the yam. Let's take a look at Rashi, 23 lines from the top. Shvi feris, says Rashi, kana cholol, this hollow tube. Ukshu arich, when it's long, ain't saving by the merachik. One can't peer through it at a distance. It shortens the sight. Ukshu katzer, when it's short, saving by yaiser. You can view at a greater distance. Voisa shafer shongam liel musukenes. He adjusted and designed his tube in its size and also in its angle, limidas tzvias apayim oy b'yam b'yabash, to be able to measure the shear of 2,000 amos. So the Rashi and the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah explains that through application of laws of trigonometry, etc., you can go ahead and create this instrument, which was called the astrolabe. So it was a hollow tube, and depending on its length, as Rashi explains, or on its angle, meaning if it's straight, if it's 90 degrees, then you're not going to see anything. You're just going to see straight through to the sky. You're not going to see any land. But if it's facing a bit downward, angle of about 89.999, something like that, in which case you're going to see land. So he positioned this instrument in a way, he designed it and he positioned it in a very precise angle, in which case when you peer through it, the location that you see is exactly 2,000 amos away. That's what I was able to determine, that they were within the tchum. Continues the Gemara. Haroitza leida kama imke shalge. Person has a deep canyon. He doesn't want to trouble himself to go down. He'd like to measure the depth of the canyon. So you can also employ this method of using a shaferis. Maybe shaferis. So he brings this pre-measured astrolabe, this tube, and he knows that when you peer through it, you see, for instance, 2,000 amma. So that's going to be the spot that he's going to see, 2,000 amas away. And he uses it to measure the depth of the canyon. How? Umavitva takes a look through this tube. V'yeda kama umke shalge, or v'yada kama umke shalge. And now he knows how deep the canyon is. So Rashi explains, that he stands near the edge, near the ridge of the canyon, looks down to the floor below, to the bottom surface of the canyon, and then begins backing up, or as some say, he goes up a ladder. So he distances himself from the bottom of this canyon, so we have a deep canyon, and he stands at the edge, and he's looking through it, and he distances himself slowly back, or up. In either case, you can't have something obstructing him between him and the bottom of the canyon. So he keeps on getting further and further away. And once he reaches a point that he can no longer see the bottom of the canyon, at that point he knows that he has reached the limit. Let's say if he had designed this tube in a manner, an angle where he'll see the point of 2,000 amas away. So now he knows he's 2,000 amas away from the bottom point of the canyon. So he takes 2,000 and deducts the distance between where he is now on the edge of the canyon. He deducts that. And the remainder is the shear of the depth of the canyon. Continues the Gemara. V'roitza leida kama govishol deko. As a person wants to measure the height of a tall palm tree, doesn't want to climb up, how's he going to figure out? What's an easy method? Says the Gemara as follows. Moideid koimasa. First he measures his own height. Let's say he's 3 amas tall. Then he goes to the palm tree, v'tziloi, and measures the shadow, the length of the shadow of that tree. Let's say it's 20 amas long. V'tzel koimasa. And he goes back and measures his own shadow, which is perhaps 6 amas long. So he knows the shadow of 6 amos is double his actual height. He was 3 amos, the shadow is 6. He knows at this point in the day, right, depends on where the sun is, but he knows at this point in the day, shadow is twice the size of the object. So now he knows how tall the palm tree is, because the shadow was 20 amos long. Apparently the tree is 10 amos long, 10 amos tall. V'yeda kama goiva shel dekel. Now he knows the height of the dekel. Haroisa shel yitishu chaya ra, v'tzel kever. Say a person has a caver, he'd like to build a matseva, he doesn't want to create that shady area which will attract chayes royes, which might come and dig up the caver. So what is he meant to do? Noyetz kana, bedal shoyes b'yayim. He inserts a pole in the ground, 4 hours into the day when the world heats up a bit, when the animals start looking for shade. V'yire lehechan tziloi noite. He takes a look, he notices to which direction these shadows being formed. So then when he constructs a matseva, he does it at an angle. He angles up, angles down, meaning he does it in a manner which will avoid creating shade in the direction where he noticed the shade was formed when he placed that stick in the ground. Meaning he doesn't want shade to be formed at that point in the day when the animals start looking for shade. Therefore he constructs his structure in a way which doesn't create shade in that direction. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with the machlekes and our mishnah between Gamliel and Rishua. Number one was the deir v'sar, when the guy placed the person in this enclosure. Rambam says malchus kula because it's a makom mukif machitzis. It's considered like the aldamis. Rabbi Shua says he's limited to his four amis because he wasn't here during Ben Hashemashis. Therefore, it does not have a din of the aldamis. We proceeded to Sfina. So this person is traveling on a ship, and everybody he's leaving his tchum, he's yotzeh chus tchum. So technically, he's limited to four amis. Rambam says he can walk throughout the ship. Rabbi Shua says he's limited to his four amis. How do we understand the machlekes? We have two approaches. Rabbi said machlekes pertains to a case where the ship came to a standstill. It was amda. He was kind of shvisa. Rambam Gamliel says even in that case, he can walk throughout the ship because it's mukav machitzes. The entire ship is like four amis. Rabbi Shua says, no, these machitzes are merely coming to keep the water out. They don't create that place of residence, and therefore they're not regarded. This sfina is not regarded like merely dalad amis, and he's restricted, he's limited to his actual four amis. Rabbi Zeira says that the machlekes only pertains to malachas, when the ship's moving along. Rambam Gamliel says, there's no problem to be malachas kula because he was never kohen shvisa. Rabbi Shua says, even in this case, he was kohen shvisa. Why? Because although the ship's moving, he wasn't. Therefore, he had acquired those four amis. We proceeded with the question of whether tchumen applies l'malam asor or not. And we'll give us three examples on this narrow ramp, or he's flying through the air to Hashem Hashem, or he's on a ship. The Gemara concluded with a question mark. We didn't resolve the question. The Gemara told us about this fellow who said, Hareini Nazar, on the day that Mashiach comes, he made the nether on Shabbos and Yontif. So on that day, he's muta because Mashiach cannot come because Elio can't precede him on Friday. On Erev Shabbos, he's also because Mashiach can come on those days. On Sunday, he's also also. Perhaps Elio came yesterday. Perhaps we hold Ein Tchum L'mal Asor. The Gemara concluded with a description of Rambam Gamliel's astrolabe.